Oh, my
Love
God.
Talk Radio.
Sandy, thank you. You're like, look, are you back on? My dedication is over, okay? Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. So I'm going to wait for some more people to hop on. Yes, I've been on vacation mode for like 2 weeks. Sorry for my scratchiness in my voice. I was attended a conference in Philadelphia with Jones Memorial called WOW, Women of Wellness. And let me tell you, it was phenomenal. Do you hear me? You can go on their page, WOW, W-O-W, and you can look on their page because they are planning to do another conference in 2024. But don't even let the number kind of scare you, because 2 years will be here before you know it. I've been registered for this retreat 2 years ago, and they had it was shut down because of the pandemic. And then they had it the week of the 22nd to the 24th of April. It was so awesome. So and I met so many great women there. So just waiting for some more people to pop on here. Oh, Keisha, I didn't know you were mousy. Hi, Miss V, good morning. How are you? Never knew you was mousy on here, Keisha. Oh, my God, because I'm like, okay, someone else calls me mousy, too. Amen. So everyone who have tuned in on YouTube and have tuned in here on Blog Talk Radio, dialed in. Let me tell you, I got so many gadgets on here. My friend Sandy texted me this morning, was like, hey, are you back? Are you on today? She is like, okay, look, come on. Enough is enough. You've been on vacation long enough. So I said good morning to everyone and happy belated Mother's Day. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for just moving and shaking. God, I just thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves. It's in Jesus' most precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. So on this morning, I'm going to be talking about don't give up. So many times, it's crazy because God always ministered to me, even, you know, bring a word to you all, but just in a spirit of not giving up. Don't give up. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. Nikki, Penny, my sisters, I don't see your mom on here this morning. So she'd be like the first one text. I see you, Mom. I was gonna say good morning, Liddy Martin. Got a little nervous there. I'm like, what? She texted me like, called me like 6 this morning. I guess she spared me from 5:30 this morning. But anyway, I'm talking about not giving up, and it was really just tugging on my soul for the past couple of days about not giving up, because some of us have gone through things for so many years, and we just feel like we just had to give up point, because every time you turn around, and this is that, everything is going on, and then when it feels like I take 10 steps forward, I get knocked back 10 more steps. But it's okay, because every time you feel like you get knocked back, guarantee you, when you get up, it's going to feel like you then exceeded those amount of steps that you went backwards. Now you're moving forward, hallelujah, in a tremendous way. So, you know, don't give up. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in doing good, because sometimes you feel like, oh, my gosh, Lord, I'm doing everything. I'm trying to be the best person I could possibly be. I'm praying to you. I'm fasting. I'm believing in you, God. I
cut all the nonsense out. Just want to live this solely for you, Father. And it seems like nothing is going in my direction, but it is going in your direction. Just feels like it's not, but it is. Trust me when I tell you it is. You got to hold on to your faith. And that's the key, is the faith thing. Because you got to, the faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. You may not be able to see it, but just keep believing for those things to come to pass. I don't care what the situation may be. You keep on believing. You keep on pushing. You keep on moving and shaking up some things. Don't you know that God is right there for you? He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. So be not dismayed. God is with you. If you look in the Bible, he's always telling those servants that he's sent out, fear not, fear not. I am with you. I am with you because he is with you. Amen. He is with you. So don't give up. Don't give up because he is with you. Look, I have a reminder, like, I got all kind of coffee mugs. I'm drinking from my Joy coffee mug on this morning, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. He is your strength. I believe that's in Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. He is your strength. So, and that's what gives you strength, the joy. When you have strength, you'll have joy. Amen. So I know I'm normally drinking out of my Hope Victorious mug. Here's a plug. Go to my website, you guys. I got some great products on there. www.hopevictorious.com. Hopevictorious.com. I got some awesome products on there. It'll be mailed out to you, shipped out to you immediately. Amen. So I want to say to you all that, you know, I do different things, different aspirations around the house. When I'm drinking out of my coffee mug, I'm normally drinking out of my Hope Victorious mug. Or today I'm drinking out of a Joy mug. No, the Joy mug is not on my website, but the Hope Victorious is on there, okay? Hope in God and know that you are victorious. That's on there. But the Joy mug is not. But I drink out of different mugs because it gives you aspirations. While you're drinking out of something, you're looking at joy. Get your joy back. Amen. So on this morning, I'm going to be coming before you what a scripture on this morning, and I'll be coming from Are y'all super excited? You finally, you just got to find strength from somewhere. Amen. This morning, I'm coming from Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And this is the woman with the issue of blood. We talked about this a few weeks ago about trash to treasure. Because sometimes people may feel like, oh, my God, you're nothing. But God says that you are everything to him. Isn't that something, how people have a nerve to make you feel like you're nothing? But don't you know you are somebody? Hallelujah. Amen. So, and the word of the Lord reads, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. So this woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, you guys, carrying around that burden. But guess what? This woman didn't stop. And even though she spent all she had and went to different physicians and it didn't get better, it got worse. But the thing about it is that she kept going. She kept moving. She kept believing. She kept seeking God. She kept believing that it was going to be better. If she didn't believe it, she wouldn't have kept pressing. She wouldn't have kept moving forward. But she kept moving forward because she believed that good things was going to happen. And that's how you got to be at a place, no matter what it's looking like. You got to believe that God is going to come through. You got to believe that he's going to do that thing that he said that he was going to do. He is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Woo, glory be to God. So don't you know God is all powerful? He is almighty. He is everlasting. He is omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He is everything. Woo, Jesus, glory be to God. He is Yahweh, the exalted one. He is beautiful. He is wonderful. He is gracious and he is mercy. When you just think of just the Lord and just how good he is, you start calling out names, of beautiful names about God. It gives you a sense of peace, even in the dark time. I've learned in a place where I've been praying for something for so long and praying and praying and praying. And it feels like nothing has happened, nothing is shifting. I got to believe that it is shifting and it is happening. And I believe it. And I know that things have come to pass in my life just by believing it, no matter how long it has been, just not giving up. So you all got to get to a point where
No matter what you see before you, don't give up on it. I don't care what your age, because sometimes we feel as though we are a certain age. We feel like, oh, my God, you know, I got more days behind me than I got before me. What? But you're still living. Allow God to do what he said that he was going to do in your life. Your life ain't over. It ain't over because God says that it's over. So don't think your life is over and there's no way that I can reach those goals because of my age. Not so. Because sometimes we put ourselves in this kid number box where things got to happen when we 30. Then it has to be 40. Or maybe when we 20, it should have happened. Or maybe by 50, it should have happened. 60, 70, 80, 90, it should have happened. It's going to happen when God says it's supposed to happen. Look at the people in the Bible, how old they were, 90 years old, 100 years old, before God moved and shifted some stuff. But was it over for them? No, God is still using you. I know my mama is a missionary. Still, even though we were fighting her, sit down, mom. Stay home, mom. Why are you going out, mom? But I guess in her heart, it just moves her to do certain things, and she know that God has her. Even though she's using a lot more wisdom because she's older now, but she know that God is with her when she step out, when she do things of her age, because she know God is with her. Hallelujah. So I am blessed to know that even when me and my sisters be like, Mom, why are you going out to do that? We know you're a missionary, but you're older now. She trusts God, and she takes God where she's going. She just takes him with, because he's everywhere. He's her keeper. Amen. But this woman with the issue of blood, I'm sorry, you guys, this woman with the issue of blood, I know I didn't take none of my allergy meds last night, and now I'm like paying for it today. So this woman with the issue of blood, could you imagine being isolated from society? Because in that culture, in that era, in that time when you were on your menstrual cycle, you was really deemed like, don't even, like, nasty, like, unsanitary. Don't even come nowhere near me. Oh, it's contagious. Oh, I'm contaminated now. So you have to go through all these here rituals before you could be even deemed cleansed. And if anyone would have to touch her, they was deemed, you know, unclean. So they had, it was a process and a waiting period that they had to wait before they could even come out into public. Amen. So just, but the woman had, she, and what I love about this woman is that even though they had certain rules, and her mind is like, I got to get where I need to go, and I need to get to the master. I need to get to him wherever he is at. So even if I'm stepping out untraditional, even if I'm looking crazy at the folk, even if I'm not traditional and I'm doing stuff so untraditional, I know what God has called me to do, so I'm going to do it. That's a word right there for somebody. Because sometimes we look at things so traditional, how we used to do it, how it was done back then, how it was done yesterday. But when you actually got to get to a point where, Lord, it's going to look crazy, but I'm going to do this thing, and it's out of the box. But because I know that you're with me and it's out of the box, I know I can do that thing. So don't look at jobs and tasks like it's so out of the box or it looks weird to people. Yeah, it may look weird to people, but if God has called you to it, then do it. If God has called you to a thing, then jump out and do it, even when it looks crazy, even when you're making something and what you're making looks crazy because nobody else on the market has it. Even if you're making something and some and thousands of people have the same product, they don't have your product because it's yours and you designed it, you made it. It's enough for everybody out here. Amen? You know how many times we go into the store and we look at cocoa butter? And we go into a store and we say, well, I don't like that. I like cocoa butter, but I don't like that brand. I like this brand. Well, I have some on my website. I'm throwing it out there for me. Cocoa and shea butter foot cream. So you got to get Hope Victorious. So what I'm saying to you is that you may like cocoa butter and 50,000 people sell it, but it's a certain brand that you like because it's a certain ingredient that separates you from the other folk. So don't get all messed up and say, I'm not going to do it because everybody else got it. But this woman, even though people may have scorned her or laughed at her or felt like, oh, my God, you're contagious. I don't want you around me. And sometimes we look at other folk like that. We look at folk who have disabilities, which is strange. We look at folk who don't look like us strange. Maybe they taller than us. Maybe they shorter than us. Maybe they heavier, skinnier. They're thin. Maybe we don't want them around us for whatever reason. It don't matter. This woman stepped out of her comfort zone because she needed the Lord. And that's how we got to be when we feel like we're giving up. Don't give up. You better hold on to God and keep pressing and touch the hem of his garment. You keep moving. You keep shaking. You just keep on going even when you have that give up spirit. Even when you feel like, Lord, I feel like it's ending my life. Don't do that. Don't you know God has something greater for you? That's just the trick of the enemy. You got to pick yourself up in the morning. Pick yourself up in the morning. Listen to your inspirationals. Listen to your gospels. Whatever inspires you in the morning, whatever inspires you, wake up and be inspired. Those things that trigger your inspiration, do those things right there. Amen. Let me finish reading this scripture. This one with the issue of blood, she was so brave. She didn't care who was around her. And then what she had to do, she had to actually get on her knees and even touch the hem of his garment because there were so many people around him. But when she heard that Jesus was in town, when she heard that he was a healer, she just took a chance and said, you know what, I'm going to believe it. If I can just touch, woo, the hem of his garment, if I can just touch him, just touch him. Just touch him, just a touch from the Lord. Some of us say up in our beds and say, Lord, if we could just get a touch from you, just give us a touch, Lord God. Just touch us on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just lay there and say, God, just touch me. Just give me a touch. Just a touch of your wisdom, a touch of your peace, and I know I will be healed. Amen. And so, verse 27 says, when she had heard of Jesus came in, the press, she pressed behind and touched his garment. So when she heard, she pressed behind. So this woman had to actually get on her knees to even touch the hem of his garment. The hem of his garment wasn't at his knees. Amen. She had to get on the ground. And that's what I'm talking about, going in places that's uncomfortable, going into places that's not traditional, going into places that's out of the box for us. And sometimes we can start being around a group of people and people saying, that don't even look like your type of people to be around. Yeah, but this type of people are around is positive people. No, these are the same folk you used to me being around because those type of folk was no good for me. But these new people that God has placed in this is better for me. I don't be with them because, you know, they popular. You know, be with them because God put something in your spirit that you should be with them. And when you feel uncomfortable about being around certain people, don't care what your friends say. Don't care what your family say. Remove yourself if you feel uncomfortable. See, I don't want to be in a popular club. I want to be in the Jesus club. So whatever club that Jesus is a part of, that's the club I want to be in. Because I'm not into all the popular clubs. You know, I was never a fit anyway for all the popular clubs when I was coming up, but that was okay. You know, but to other people, it looked at me like, oh, my God, she's with the popular club. That's not the popular club to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't care about popular clubs. Now, the popular clubs always speak to me and say hello when they see me. Oh, yeah, but I wasn't a part of that club. It wasn't a fit for me. And I didn't care about having to be with the popular people or who liked me or who did not like me because I didn't have to. I knew who I was. I knew who I was created to be. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is that know who you are. Believe in yourself. I started to have low self-esteem being in a toxic relationship with my ex-husband that I was in. And because of the abuse and the verbal abuse, it started eating up my self-esteem. But let me tell you something. I had to start building myself up because I started looking at myself way back when how I was. So I'm saying, I don't see what he sees, but I see what I see, and I see what God sees. And God says that I'm beautiful. He says that I'm precious. He says that I'm an apple of his eye. He says that I'm beautiful. So it don't matter how people see me. It matters how God sees me. So I no longer allow people to validate who I was. And I'm like, when I was coming up, I had high self-esteem. But when you're around somebody and they're constantly picking and nitpicking and throwing words, bad and harsh words out at you, you start believing those things. But then it comes a point where you got to say, wait, ho, 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 ho. God didn't make no junk. I know I'm beautiful. I know that I'm all that because he says that I am. Not because they say it, it's because God says that I am. When I look in the Bible and how he loved me, and God don't make no junk. So you have to look at yourself like that. And even though this woman with the issue of blood had made herself isolated from society, she still had a press. She still had a push. She still said, I don't care what folks say about me. They don't want to be around me. I'm contaminated when you come near me. I'm unclean, but I know that God will clean me up. Hallelujah. She knew that God was going to clean her up. So it didn't matter what people said about her. It mattered about her push. And then when God healed her, and immediately she was healed. Immediately she was made whole. Immediately, you know why? Because she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she believed it by faith. And that's why she became whole. And she was healed because she believed it by faith. She believed it by faith. And that's how we got to get to a point where we believe it by faith. And it didn't matter. And even though May been beat up for 12 years, the people looking down on her, but she didn't allow that to affect her, because if she did, she never would have had the push. She never would have had the courage to step out there. Woo, glory be to God. So that's a long time to be carrying something. And some of us have been carrying prayers that we've been praying to God. Don't you know it will come to pass? Just keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing. Know that God has you. Know that you are his love. Know that he loves you more than anything. He will never leave you nor forsake you, because he's that kind of God. Hallelujah. Pick yourself up on today. Pick yourself up on today. Stop looking at how where you should have been 20 years ago. Well, it didn't happen then, but now it can happen for you now. Don't look at it. Maybe I'm not a homeowner and I need to be owning my own home. If you never become a homeowner, it wasn't supposed to happen. And even though if it doesn't happen for you, work on some other things. Thank God that you have a shelter over your head. Thank God. And maybe you are somebody's caretaker where you're not able to own your own home right now, because God has placed you somewhere where you're taking care of people. You have to look at things in a positive way. Don't let things eat at you, because things will eat up at you and eat your life up. Don't allow that to happen. Be strong and courageous, like he told Joshua. Hallelujah. You got to, look, let me tell you something. Sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, I don't take ownership for this. You better own it. You better own where you are. You better own who you are. Because if you don't, life will slip away. It will slip away and eat you up. So don't give up on today. We look at the news, all these bad things are happening. Don't, sometimes I can't watch it every day, but every couple of days I do, because when it starts to affect you. But you got to put your trust in God. You know that he is mighty. You got to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. The people, life is still moving around us. People still building and doing great things. But don't give up, because this woman with the issue of blood never gave up, even though it was for 12 years. I prayed for stuff for years. And did it come to pass? Yes, it came to pass. Am I still praying for something? Oh, yes. Is it going to come to pass? Oh, yes. Do I get down sometimes? Oh, yes. But I got to pick myself up, because when I look at the stories, or I look at my mug that I drink out of coffee, it says joy, it gives me inspiration. So I look at things that have aspiration to it, the things that would give me inspiration, so I can keep gospel. So I listen to the word of God. God say today. Put the daily Bible app on your phone. What did the word say today? Hallelujah. I'm trusting God on today, God. I'm trusting God. Like my book behind me says, shattered but not broken. Because at one time I felt like I was so shattered. Could God put these broken pieces back together again? Oh, yes, he can. He can put those broken pieces back together again. So I was shattered, but I wasn't broken. All those broken pieces, all those shattered pieces, God put back together again, so I could be made whole, so I can be fixed. So God fix me up. Allow God to fix you up, your mental stability, the way you think, the way you embrace life. Allow God to fix those things for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I just wanted to hop on here today. Just wanted to give you a word of encouragement to not give up. Don't give up. Because I know I felt it in my spirit. Don't give up on today. Keep fighting. Keep moving. Keep shaking things up. Keep allowing God to use you. Start dreaming again. If you're not a dreamer, start dreaming again. That woman with the issue of blood didn't give up, even when she felt like she could. but she didn't. She felt like maybe I should, and I could, but I'm not. I'm going to keep moving because if I could just get to Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And look at it. She didn't have no friends all around her. She didn't have anybody all around her. Oh, you need to go meet Jesus. No, she was thinking for her own self. You have to think for yourself sometimes. Stop thinking and waiting for your friends to give you an answer. Hallelujah. Stop waiting for them to give you an answer. No, you can sought God and ask God. Look at her wisdom. Because, see, her friends would have told her, no, you can't go out. You're menstrual. You're bleeding. You can't go out. And you know that's against the law, but you could go out. She said, okay, but today it's going to be a game changer. Hallelujah. Because I got to get to the master. I'm not bothering nobody. I'm keeping it to myself, but I got to get to the master. And that's what she did. She kept it to herself because her friends probably would have told her, no, you can't go out. No, you can't. But she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. See, God was a game changer. Jesus is a game changer, y'all. He's a game changer. How, he do different things. He's out of the box. He broke all kind of barriers. That's why women in the Bible loved him so much. Men loved him too, but it was a special place with the women because, you know, he seen them as equal. He did not look at them and say, you're beneath man. He looked at them like they were equal, like you are somebody. You are somebody. I'm not going to treat you like a second-class citizen because you are somebody. That's why they gave from their own substance. In Luke 8, they gave from their own substance to Jesus. They gave from their own money because they loved him. He loved them, and he loved them. Hallelujah, Jesus. They loved him, and he loved them too. Hallelujah. But this woman, so who bled for 12 years, can you imagine every day waking up, God, when you going to heal me? God, when am I going to get a home? God, when are you going to help me with this business? Lord, when are you going to heal my children? Father, I see my son and my daughter mentally. They seem like they're just so done and distraught. But when are you going to heal their minds? When are you going to open up a door for a job for them? When are you going to move, Father? When are you going to deliver my son from prison, my daughter from prison? When are you going to get them off of the drugs, God? When are you going to come through for me, God? Don't you know he's already coming through for you? You may not see it, but you look at the situation like it's worse. Woo, glory be to God, because looking at the situation, it looks worse. It looks bad. But don't you know God is fixing some things up, shuffling some paperwork, getting some things in order, getting them in order. Just like this woman, when she went to a doctor's and she spent all that she had, and instead of getting better, she got worse. Hallelujah, looking at her situation, looks like it got worse, even when she praying and believing God for healing, but it looks worse. But she kept moving, she kept shaking, she kept moving forward, she kept going after that thing, even though it looked worse, even though the physicians that she went to had knowledge and was supposed to help her, but they couldn't. So she exhausted all of her funds. She exhausted all of her finances on the building. She exhausted all her finances on her job. She exhausted all her finances off of her project. But look at God. Woo, Jesus. You may have exhausted everything that you have for that building project you're working on, for that house you're working on, for that job you're going after, traveling miles and miles away and burning up gas. But don't you know what's going to happen? I didn't spend many days on my knees where my knees look so black from praying and praying and praying, but believing God that he will come through, believing God that he will do what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. 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 See, man will lie to you, but God will never lie to you. Hallelujah. He's not a liar. Hallelujah. Woo. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. So he is not a liar. He won't lie to you like man will lie to you. People lie to you. When I say man, I'm talking about in general, like men and women. They may lie to you, but God will never lie to you. So you got to trust him. And even though she exhausted everything, even though it looked bad, she still kept pushing forward, even though the situation looked bad. Even though every time you go to the jailhouse and your children get a verdict, it's not what you want to hear. But you keep going, you keep fighting, you keep on appealing. You keep on going after this thing. This woman kept going after it because she knew that God was going to heal it. She knew that God was going to be there. And I know she felt something on the inside, but it was her faith that kept her going because she couldn't see it, but she believed it. You all got to keep believing. Even when you don't see it, you just got to keep believing by faith. You got to believe it. If God said it, it shall come to pass. You put things before him and you plan about it. So don't give up on today. Don't give up on today. And don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself on today. It's like I'm pleading with you not to, because it will come around. Good will come around. You just got to go after it. You got to keep believing. And see, this woman just wasn't believing. She put the work in. She put the work in. So you go to the senator. You go to the state representative, even when it looks like they're not helping. You keep banging and knocking on those doors to turn laws around. You keep doing what God called you to do, even when you look crazy at the folk. So what I love about this woman, that no friends was around. She didn't have to go to no friends. No, she went to Jesus by herself. You know what I mean? Times I didn't consult nobody, just consult the Lord. I didn't consult my sisters. I didn't consult my mother, my father. I consulted Jesus because I need to hear an answer from him. And there's a lot of things I share with them, but some things I keep because I'm just praying about that, me and the Lord. And that's how I feel. God is me and you, even when I feel like giving up. Yes, I do have those days where I feel like, ugh, my Lord. But something on the inside gives me joy. Something on the inside keep me going. Even if you're in a place where you feel like you overlooked. This woman may have felt like she was overlooked, but God seen her. Even when you feel like you overlooked, God sees you. No one will ever have to call on you because God called you. So they never call over you to celebrate you. God celebrates you. God loves you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. I'm just excited. Why? Because I got a chance to get up just to tell my story. Got a chance to encourage you. Just got a chance to just be who God created me to be. Hallelujah. And when God is with me and I know he's with me, when I know he's by my side, when I know that he's helping me, hallelujah. And I pray against all those evil spirits. Hallelujah, on a daily, because I know God is with me, and I know God is fighting those things for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and he's fighting those things for you. Hallelujah. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I don't know, did anybody press 1, and they wanted to comment, those who have dialed in? I'll take your call. If not, we're going to pray out. Amen, amen, amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for loving me more than I love myself, Father. I thank you for standing up strong and mighty. Go before our children on today. Open up doors for employment. Open up doors for jobs, God. Give direction, Father. In the name of Jesus, dear God, allow them to believe in you, God. As we go and pray as mothers, as we go and pray as fathers, God, we believe it for our children on today who feel discouraged, God. Lift them up, those who are on this broadcast who feel discouraged on today, those who are listening through YouTube, through Facebook, through Blog Talk Radio. God, we believe you on today. Who's listening in on today, Father? Who will watch the replay, God? Allow this word to penetrate, that they will hear your word, God, not to give up. Because don't give up. Don't give up on today. The woman with the issue of blood did not give up. Kept believing you, Father, for 12 years and knew that she was going to be made whole. And God, you healed her, Father God. She did something that was so out of the box, God. But Lord, you healed her, Father God. No, it wasn't traditional, but you healed her, Father. And I thank you, Lord God. God, give us the courage to stand. Give us the courage to breathe, Father God. Breathe, Father God. Breathe, Father God. Give us the courage, Father God, to breathe. Breathe on us, Father. We thank you for everyone that's putting this call on today, Father God. Use them and heal them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, down on the cross for our sins. You send thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be seen. Touch the ones who have joined in from Twitter, God, on today. God, we thank you, God. We glorify you, Father. I thank you, God, for reaching those internationally. I thank you for reaching those internationally, dear God. I thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that you are victorious. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. This is Hope Victorious Broadcast. I am the host, Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard. I love you guys. I see you all next week. Check out my website, which is www.hopevictorious.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Hope Victorious the number 2. Follow me on Facebook, Hope Victorious. Everything is Hope Victorious. Email me, HopeVictorious2@gmail.com. I love you all. Go in peace and be encouraged on today. Don't give up. Be encouraged on today. Encourage. God is with you, and he is with your loved ones. He's a shield around you. Trust him. Believe in him. Call on his name. He's faithful, y'all. This woman has faith like never before. This woman has some crazy faith. Woo, Jesus. Because sometimes we carry things for 5 days and we're like, I'm giving up. I'm done with it. Mm-mm. This woman said, I know God is going to heal me. Because I know I heard he's a healer, and I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust God at his word. I'm a believer, and I'm going to trust God at his word. I'm going to trust him at his word. And she did. And even though it was humbling that she had to do, and sometimes you got to put your pride aside and you got to be humble about it. And she got on her knees to cut the hem of his garment. How many of us will go there for healing, go that far for success, go that far for prosperity, go that far for God to open up doors? How many of us will actually go that far? She went far, and she believed God for it. And I'm going to pray for my children. I'm going to pray for my loved ones. I'm going to pray for my mate. I'm going to pray for my husband. I'm going to pray for my mother, my father, my children, my coworkers. I'm going to keep praying for them. Oh, yeah, and I'm not letting up because I know that God is with me. Whoo, glory be to God. Even Daniel prayed for 21 days, and even though 21 days wasn't 365 days, but he still prayed, and he believed God and didn't give up. He believed God in God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, Gabriel was fighting all of the spiritual warfare. Then God sent Michael, the archangel, to bust that thing open so Daniel can receive his answer. God said, I answered that on the very first day. Hallelujah. But see, Daniel didn't give up. The woman with the issue of blood didn't give up. The woman who was bowed over for 18 years didn't give up. Oh, glory. It's some folk who's been praying and for a long time about situations, but they didn't give up. Don't give up. So on today, I came from Mark 5, so I began starting with the 25th verse, talking about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, and the topic is don't give up. So those who listen to the replay, God bless you. Those who are on live, God bless you. I see you all next week. So super excited, fired up. Thank you, Sandy, for sending me a text and say, hey, are you on? Are you on? And my mama is always. I love you all. Just want to check one more thing out before I close out. I know my mom always sent me some notes here. Oh, she didn't send me nothing today. So I'm going to see who's on here. I may not be able to reach everybody, but I'm glad you are on here. Amen. I see Darlene is on here. Mousy is on here. That's Keisha. Amen. Hi, Jean Hunter. How are you? Hi, Sandy. See, Ms. V is on here. Hi, Sister Jewel. Good. How are you? Good morning and happy Mother's Day to everyone. Amen. Hi, Neshe. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Reverend Camille, my cousin. Good morning. Let me see. Donna, how are you? Amen. Donna has some beautiful jewelry. Donna, you should put your website in here. And my cousin Camille, too, has she has beauty products for your hair. Amen. And hair growth. Amen. Hi, Michelle Blakemore. Anyone else on here, you can put your information in your chat. Tina. Amen. Hi, Tina. Amen.
You're welcome, Sister Donna. She said, thank you for the encouragement. Amen. I'm just seeing if I miss anybody on here. You have to call me, Tina. Let me see. Okay. I hope I didn't miss anybody. But if not, I'll go back and say hello. And those who are on YouTube, I can't see you, but I know that you're on. The ones who are dialed in, good morning. So God bless you all. Remember, don't give up. Don't give up. So I'll see you all later and have a wonderful day. Bye. Oh, and I also want to thank you all, too, who have purchased my product. I just want to thank you all. Thank you so much. God bless.